Hello and welcome once again to The Way I See It, and my name is Vanessa Coleman. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm finding it a very interesting time in politics on both sides of the pond. And it got me looking into the zodiac sign, and particularly looking at the year of 1946. Now, I'm a great believer in the Chinese signs, and 1946 is the year of the fire dog. And just to read a little bit about that, it says that the influence of the fire element makes the fire dog the most energetic, bold, and courageous of all the dog types. In all aspects of life, the fire dog displays confidence and an unbending will. These qualities, when paired with charisma and charm, make the fire dog one of the most effective leaders of its sign. The warning about this. The fire dog has many strengths, but this does not mean the sign is free of weakness. The fire dog prefers to be the leader of their own domain, which explains their resistance to change and influence. In a similar light, the adventurous fire dog is likely to become restless if their need for excitement is not met. In order to counter these shortcomings, the fire dog should take time to facilitate inner peace and feel content in their efforts. So I took a look at some of the famous people who were born in 1946. And what do you know? Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. That's on the political front. But Steven Spielberg, Cher, Alan Rickman, Sylvester Stallone, and Dolly Parton are on the celebrity front. So I was also, incidentally, Donald Trump was born 8 days before me. And I was interested to read the article by Bill Bennett, who said that they will kill Trump before they let him be a president. Now, William J. Bennett is the host of Bill Bennett's Morning in America show. And he is one of America's most important, influential, and respected voice on cultural, political, and education issues. And this is what he said. He said that many people are getting very nervous about the situation with Donald Trump. Some of those being Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, and John Corzine, to name just a few. It's about the unholy dynamics between big government, big business, and big media. They all benefit by the billions of dollars from this partnership, and it's in all of their interest to protect one another. It's one for all and all for one. It's a heck of a filthy relationship that makes everyone filthy rich. Everyone except the American people. We get ripped off. We're the patsies. But for once, the powerful socialist cabal and the corrupt crony capitalists are scared. The over-the-top reaction to Trump by politicians of both parties, the media and the biggest corporations of America has been so swift and insanely angry that it suggests they are all threatened and frightened like never before. Donald Trump can self-fund no matter how much they say to the contrary. The media, business and political elite understand that Trump is no joke. He could actually win and upset their nice, cozy apple cart. It's no coincidence that everyone has gotten together to destroy the Donald. It's because most of the other politicians are part of the old boys club. They talk big, but they won't change a thing. They are all beholden to big money donors. They are all owned by lobbyists, unions, lawyers, gigantic environmental organizations, and multinational corporations, like Big Pharma or Big Oil. Or they are owned lock, stock and barrel by foreigners, like George Soros owns Obama, or foreign governments own Hillary with their Clinton Foundation donations. These run-of-the-mill establishment politicians are all puppets owned by big money. But there's one man who isn't beholden to anyone. There's one man who doesn't need foreigners or foreign governments or George Soros or the United Auto Workers or the Teachers Union or the Service Employers International Union or the Bar Association to fund his campaign. Billionaire tycoon and maverick Donald Trump doesn't need anyone's help. That means he doesn't care what the media says. He doesn't care what the corporate elites think. That makes him very dangerous to the entrenched interests. That makes Trump a huge threat to those people. Trump can ruin everything for the bribed politicians and their spoiled slave masters. Don't you ever wonder why the GOP has never tried to impeach Obama? Don't you wonder why John Boehner and Mitch McConnell talk a big game, but never actually tried to stop Obama? Don't you wonder why Congress holds the purse strings, yet has never tried to defund Obamacare or Obama's clearly illegal executive action on amnesty for illegal aliens? Bizarre, right? It defies logic, right? First, I'd guess many key Republicans are being bribed. Secondly, I believe the many key Republicans are being blackmailed. Whether they are having affairs or secretly gay or stealing taxpayer money, the National Security Agency knows everything. And so the article goes on. But it's going to be very interesting to see how this all pans out. I stayed up the other morning and watched Trump, and he delivered quite a brilliant speech in Florida, and obviously he's changing tactics, but I personally think he's made too many boo-hoos with what he said, and I think it's going to be very difficult to backtrack. And I find that a pity, because I think he would make a very interesting president. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see. So, in the meantime, have a great day. Keep tuning in. Look forward to hearing from you. Until the next time, bye for now. Bye.